One of the most prominent features of the news coverage of the war in Iraq has been the use of reporters traveling with U.S. forces. The correspondence by these embedded reporters has been closely monitored by Marvin Kalb, a reporter for 30 years at CBS and NBC News. Kalb is now a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He spoke with NPR's Renee Montaigne.
Certainly the access the Pentagon has given to reporters is unprecedented, at least in recent memory. Presumably the military hoped to get good press. Do you think it was advantageous overall?
I think it's worked out for the military and the press, both, to be an extraordinarily positive experience. You get a new kind of appreciation of what it is that a military person does for a living, routinely. You sleep in the same circumstance right there in a desert. You eat the same food. You're subject to the same dangers, only the military person walks around with a weapon, you don't.
Of course, that sort of intimacy has given rise to a lot of concerns that embedded reporters would lose their objectivity. I mean, I just simply identify too much with the troops that they're becoming close to. How much has that happened, do you think?
I think it has happened, but I'm not sure it's an altogether bad thing. I think it's a natural thing. When you are there with the soldier, you see what it is that the soldier goes through, and you're sympathetic. I don't think that the American people have lost anything as a result of that closeness.
In this war, it has turned out that the odds of a journalist getting killed are a lot higher than that of a soldier. Do you think that news organizations fully understood the level of peril that they were sending their people into?
No, I really did not. And I'm not sure that the reporters understood it either. Most reporters covering wars think that bullets shot at them normally go around them. They don't go through them because journalists feel that they're not part of the story. They're out of it. So why can't they be out of it as far as getting killed is concerned? This is very, very dangerous. And the Pentagon made that clear to the reporters as they signed up for the embedded experience. But you didn't take it seriously, of course, until it happens.
Well, since some of the deaths, though, came from friendly fire, I mean, I'm thinking particularly of the attack on the Al Jazeera office and the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad, which was well known to be where journalists were staying. How much protection can a journalist expect?
A journalist now can expect less, unfortunately. Even though the journalist is, in a sense, protected by the American military when embedded with the military, these bullets don't have any nationality. They simply come at you and they destroy you. And journalists today are subject to the same kind of dangers as the troops themselves.
What do you think about the fact that we can turn on our TV anytime, day or night, and see something of this war, from video of a battlefield to a statue of Saddam Hussein being pulled down? Has this actually enhanced our understanding of the war?
Not necessarily at all. We have gotten slices of reality of the war. But in a sense, we are always getting slices of reality. We never get the totality itself. Clearly, there's a great deal of work in being fully informed, but it's easy to be partially informed. And that's where I think most people are.
Marvin Kalb, a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center on the Press and Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He spoke with NPR's Renee Montaigne.